When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Today, we're going to be talking about how some narcissists are too smart for their own good. How some narcissistic people are easy to manipulate. If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist. And welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. So welcome back. Yes, y'all. Yes. There are quite a few toxic, narcissistic people out there that are very easy to manipulate. Just keep it hot. I know people, most videos you see are about how narcissists manipulate other people, how narcissists are master manipulators and get away with so much, and how they do this and how they do that. Is it true a lot of times how narcissists can be the master manipulator in the relationship? Yes, but there are so many narcissists out there, y'all, that are think that they are the smartest person in the room, which makes them so vulnerable to be manipulated themselves. You see, there are a lot of narcissists who scam people in real life, like love scammers and things like that. But there are also a lot of narcissists who are scammed. You know, they're the result of a scam because nobody's smarter than me. Nobody's going to suspect this. Nobody knows who I really am. But they are. They can be manipulated. And this is not a video to try to teach you how to hurt a narcissist or anything like that. It's just to show you, or just to tell you, that you can get what you want from a narcissistic person. Maybe not emotionally, but get them to move in a direction that you want them to move in. You know? And the simplest way of doing it, y'all, is to make them feel like the smartest person in the room. That's the simplest way about doing it. And then y'all say, of course. Let me say this before I dig deep into this video. Use discretion. Viewer discretion is advised. You know, the old saying, use discretion when you're applying this type of mindset to dealing with narcissistic people. But use discretion. But just listen to what they say. Like, make them feel like they are the smartest person in the room. Make them feel like you're right, even though you know they're not right. And like, sometimes that's how you have to get what you want from them. You know, I'm not saying just for you to say out loud, you know, you're the smartest person in the room. You're the brightest person ever. I'm not telling you to stroke their ego, because does that work? Yeah. But some narcissists can see right through that. Like, you're being fake as hell right now. You've never said these words before, so why would you say them now? You know, there's a lot of narcissists out there who feel that way. Like, you never uttered these words before, but right now, all of a sudden, you're uttering so much, you know, but just making them feel like they're the smartest person in the room, making them feel like what they say goes and whatnot. Because that's how you can get what you want from them. In a situation like that, let's just say you're making an escape plan. You don't want to tell them that you're leaving, right? You don't want to tell them that you're leaving. So make them feel like everything is going okay. Because sometimes, like, if you make an escape plan, if you feel like this narcissistic person is dangerous or whatever, they're good talkers, they're good communicators, whatever, they're highly manipulative people, you can make a plan by just pretend, like, damn, you know what, you're right, everything's going fine. You know, making them feel like that. But then you disappear. Then you protect yourself. And then you are able to make an escape plan because they didn't suspect things were coming, because they don't anticipate you. They think they're the smartest person in the room. So they don't anticipate you to be able to make those decisions on your own. They don't anticipate you to be able to talk like this and perform these, you know, to do these type of things, to have enough strength and wherewithal to leave, you know, to have your own private bank account where you can save money up as a, you know, in a fund for you to leave and things like that. For you to be, you know, have, you know, just have code words and things of that nature around your friends and family to let them know. And, just, you know, they don't expect that from you. You know, they really, really don't. And believe, how do we stroke the ego of a narcissist? How do we make them feel this way? Y'all, you have to study your partner. You absolutely have to study them and see what makes them tick. Because I said this in a video earlier this week, they're watching you and they're studying you to understand what makes you tick. So sometimes you have to do the same thing to them. Study what makes them tick. You know, study the things that they like to do. Like if you have to make an escape plan, you don't have, they're always in the house. You don't know how to get them out the house. You have to be kind of like, you kind of have to be like them sometimes. You got like, they like going out with their friends or whatever. You can set up a surprise date, a surprise time with their friends to play poker somewhere else. Poker night or something like that, right? Or you set it up for them to go out for mimosas or something along those lines. And now you just bought yourself a few hours to escape. They didn't suspect it because they think they're the smartest person in the room. They don't think that you have the wherewithal to leave them like that, to set them up like that. You know, like, damn, you really set me up. They come home and you gone. Like, damn, you really left. You know, you really did this. You really made that plan on your own because they're, yeah, I'm just telling you that they think some narcissists just think that they are smart. They just think and they exude this confidence like they really are smart, but they're super predictable. They're extremely predictable. Like once you get to know them and start noticing the patterns, they're extremely predictable and you can base your actions on what you predict that they're going to do. Can some narcissists throw you a monkey wrench, right? And can some of them throw you a monkey wrench and start to act wild and weird and do a lot of wild, weird things? Yes, some of them absolutely can do that. There are some narcissists that will just change up their behaviors and be extremely erratic, right? But there are some who, a lot of them don't do that. They just pretend that they have the smartest brain, the best way of thinking. But you can, if you can anticipate their actions, you can push them in the direction that benefits you the most. You know, you have to make like, another way to do that, y'all, is to make them feel like doing something for you is beneficial to them. That's one of the easiest, most efficient ways to go about doing it. To make them feel like something that they do for you is equally or more beneficial to them. You know what, babe? Getting me a new car would make things so much easier around the house. I know we only have one car, but getting another car would just make things so much easier to take the kids places, to do things. You know, so I won't have to ask you. I know you get tired of me asking you for the car and to do things. So let's get another car. It'd be so beneficial to you, and I'll be out your way, and it's less stress for you. Make it feel like they're benefiting them. They're like, you know what? It doesn't always work. This is not always going to work. This is just an example. So, it's just in that space right there. So this is just an example of how this thing could go. So once you get to that space, it's just like they go get you the car. Then you can make a plan. You see, now you had it. You made it seem like it was mutually beneficial for both of y'all, but more beneficial to you. You know, because that's how it could go right there. It could be more beneficial to you in this space as opposed to being beneficial to them. You know, you made them feel like it was beneficial to them, because sometimes you have to play the game, y'all. Let's be realistic. And this is not no dark ass video to take you down a dark path. Sometimes you have to be realistic in real life. You know, real life stuff happens. Like you have to be able to adjust on the fly. And, you know, you can't always just ask them straight up to do something for you because they're not going to do it. Some of them just will refuse to do it if it's not going to benefit them in some way, shape, or form. So the easiest way to get what you want from them, the easiest way, you know, to manipulate them, is to make it seem like it's beneficial to them. Because that's what they do. Yeah, being realistic, that's what narcissists do to you. They make it seem like some of their toxic behaviors are going to benefit you in some way, shape, or form. Look, I have a side chick because, you know, it takes some stress off of you. I don't have to yell and scream at you. When I'm out with my side chick, it's just better for everybody. This one-sided open relationship is better for everybody because it allows me to do this. It allows me to do that. And I don't have to bring home the stress to you. You see how it's beneficial to both of us? This is just a wild example, but sometimes that's the type of stuff that they will say and what they will do. You know, they will try to make it seem like some type of wild mindset, wild behavior is somehow beneficial to you. That's what they do. So sometimes you have to just kind of flip their own mindsets onto them. You know, make it seem like it's beneficial to them because they're not as hard to manipulate or move as a lot of people make them seem to be. Like I said, this doesn't work on every single narcissist. There are some narcissists who will be stone cold and don't care if it benefits them. They don't want to do anything for you anyway. You know, but the ones that are movable, Study their behavior. Study them. See what makes them tick. See what you've been with them for a long time. You know what they like and don't like. You know, you've been walking on eggshells for so long, so you definitely know what they don't like. If you're walking on eggshells, you already know what sets them off. You know, and typically, it's hard for a leopard to change his stripes. That's what people say, right? A leopard or a zebra doesn't change his stripes. So they're going to be the same things that have been ticking them off in the past are probably going to tick them off right now. So just adjust, move accordingly, you know, move accordingly, especially if you have to deal with a co-parenting narcissist. If you're co-parenting with one of them, make, you know, definitely co-parenting. You have to definitely make it seem like it's beneficial to you, to them sometimes to do certain things. If you're on time for the pickups and drop offs, then this won't happen right here. You know, you won't have to hear my mouth if you're just on time, you know. Or, you know, they're going to be, you know, if you know they're always 15 minutes late, then you start showing up. Y'all, I'm just telling you, they're so like, sometimes they'll show up 15 to 30 minutes late on purpose just to make your life hard. So you start showing up the same time. Yeah, I'm on the way there. Just make it seem like you're stressed out, but you know they're going to be there 15, 20 minutes late. So you're chilling. You know, you made a plan. You're going to get there the same time they get there. You know, that's what I said. Just make a plan, y'all. It's not as hard to manipulate. There's a lot of narcissists are dumb. You know, for lack of a better word, they're just dumb. They just think they're smart. They exude this confidence, of this aura of being smart, but they really are dumb and easy to manipulate. You get down to the nitty gritty. Anyway, y'all, thank y'all for making it to the end of this video. Make sure you hit that subscribe button if you haven't. You made it this far, you might as well subscribe, y'all. Come on. Yeah, come on. It's best for you. The subscribe button is best for you. It's better for you so you don't have to go search for Lee Hammack anymore. It'll just pop up on you. Anyways, y'all, mental illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental healness rock star, and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kids' book. Remember, it's not your fault, on Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.